The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now it's time for an edition of Technical Questions with Matt Bloom.
Oh, I love this.
Each of you will be allowed to ask a technical question, and Matt Bloom will answer them.
All right, you will play the role of Matt Bloom?
I will be, putting my Matt Bloom suit on and playing the role of Pony Boy, otherwise known as Matt Bloom.
It's sort of the opposite of a fat suit.
Right.
It looks quite different.
Can I ask the first question?
Go right ahead. Oh, excuse me. Let me step out for a second. I will step back in as Matt Bloom.
Just like Frank Gorshin.
See you in a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Bloom.
There he is, Pony Boy.
Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Matt, how's it going, man?
What's going on?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Are you ready for Oscar's question?
What?
Okay.
Okay.
I want to transfer my music from my iPhone to my computer. How do I do that?
You don't want to necessarily transfer it as far as, because you've got... You've got the security issues. I want to make sure you do. Excuse me just a second.
Wait, of course.
I'm going to get text here.
All right. Hey, Matt.
What was your question?
Well, no, I just wanted the easiest way to get my music from my phone to my computer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the computer and the phones, you know, what they do is they kind of link up occasionally, but you don't always want to make sure that if you've got I've got a security network.
I know you do.
That works for me, but what you don't want to do is come around... If you put two phones on...
Matt.
Hold on, wait, what?
Can we move on?
Forget my question.
Okay,
let's move on. Now, first of all, before I ask my question, I want to say thank you for being our web consultant, our tech guy for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Really been helpful.
Yes. My question for you is this, and it's a simple question, Matt. How's our website?
What?
How is our website?
Well, the website's good.
Okay.
Everything's good, but it's down now.
So it's not good.
It's good. No, it's great.
Okay.
But it's not running.
So what has to happen to make it run?
Security.
What, the security issue?
Yeah. The security's going to be up and running in about an hour, but with the website's fine. Right now it's better than it's been. I've got to call them and then I've got to
hold it. It's better than it's been?
Put the USB port inside the
But it's down.
Right.
I liked it when it was slow but up.
Yes. Okay. I understand.
Okay. No, I'm confused.
I understand. That's
how
the way
long
it works.
Before it's up?
It's a security issue.
But how long?
You have a firewall, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, your firewall doesn't communicate with a computer the way a normal computer would.
I like the way you say computer.
So you've got a computer that's going to be, if you have the two firewalls that come against each other,
right.
Then you're not going to be able to read it. It's kind of complicated.
Yeah, it sounds like it. When is the website?
It'll be okay. It's really good. When it's super fast.
When is the website going to be up?
An hour.
Right.
About an hour.
An hour today or tomorrow.
15 okay. minutes.
Well, that's... Yeah. It's going to be... I've got to take a look. Once I take a look at it, everything's going to be fine.
When can you take a look at it?
Tomorrow, today.
Okay. How about sooner?
Yes. Soon.
But it's good.
For the rest of your life.
Good. Buzz has a question.
Firewall. Yes.
Yeah. Matt, here's what I'm wondering, Pony Boy. We've had some trouble with the server. We're working on the website. Here's my
what
question
was that?
For you. You
were saying... Pony Boy exhaling.
You were saying that was kind of a pony sound that you made, actually.
Well,
you were saying that everything's okay. Yeah. My question to you is, so can we do a show today? Sure.
Yeah, you can do a show. It's just, have you?
So we're ready.
You have your computer, right?
Yeah, mine's with me.
Good. So
do we need my computer?
No, yes. Yeah, there's going to be, you're going to, if you have the, have you, when's the last time you updated that?
I did this morning, as a matter of fact.
Today?
Yeah, today. Today I did, this morning. First thing this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
What?
Are we going to be okay on Ustream today?
Yeah, you will be, if, not through the website, but it will be if somebody wants to come to Ustream to watch it, they can do that.
But what if they want to access it through the website?
Yes.
Okay, but you just said no.
Of course.
But the website is down.
You understand.
How's it working?
Firewall. Start the show.
I'd like to thank you for coming by. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't trust this kid any further than I can throw him.
Well, with your bad knee, Ed, you shouldn't throw anybody. It's true.
What is so dangerous about a character like Ferris Bueller is he gives good kids bad ideas.
Uh-huh.
Last thing I need at this point in my career is 1,500 Ferris Bueller disciples running around these halls. He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
Thank you, Grace. I think you're wrong.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
That is why I have got to catch him this time. To show these kids that the example he sets is a first-class ticket to nowhere.
Oh, Ed, you sounded like Dirty Harry just then.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide 18 million times and powered by Encore Insurance, MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FMW TNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Tuesday, May 13. Is it May 13?
14.
14, I thought so. I made a mistake. May 14, 2013. I wrote that last night. Our show today is brought to you by...
They're back.
Who? The cicadas?
Because after all this Mother's Day crap, how about some Father's Day fun?
Yeah, I like that.
Dads, how about the man grade, everybody?
What's the best?
Father's Day is coming up fast. Your dad needs man grades, and so do you. This is grilling season, and we've had kind of a chilly May. Chili May. She used to work with me I think the Adult Contemporary.
She's hot.
Stop chilling, start grilling. It's man grate season.
Yes.
And that's why we like to talk about man grates this time of year, because this is when you fire up the grill.
Yes.
This is when you want those real grill marks. This is when you want cast iron grilling grates that are revolutionizing the way people grill.
Great.
Steak. Chicken, veggies, never tasted so good. Man grates sear your food, seal in the juices, and really, just from a purely aesthetic standpoint, they put those gorgeous little marks on the outside of the meat, and it looks great.
Like a pro.
Man grates bring steakhouse quality to your house. Named one of the best grilling accessories by Men's Health Magazine, man grates makes the perfect Father's Day gift.
It sure does.
Get man grates for your dad or yourself. We've been associated with man grates for quite some time. Oscar worked for them. They're fantastic.
One of our first advertisers.
It's right. Really, really a great gift. And I always say this, I love the heft of it.
Yeah.
It's like real American.
Oh, if you give this as a
iron,
gift.
Solid iron.
How much does the box weigh? It's like 75,000 pounds?
When we ship it, it's 18 pounds.
It's a great gift.
Go to mangrate.com, enter the code TMOS, and you'll get our special price, still $19.99, and our custom Mike O'Mara Show Grill Brush.
You know, I'm so glad you brought it up. What with Father's Day and everything, because, you know, mothers will a lot of times, Mike, take the time to pamper themselves.
Yes. Right.
This is the time that I like to take the grill brush and really get my feet looking great.
Okay.
What I'll do is
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for destroying the commercial.
Yeah,
no. Thank you. The Man Great Grill
Enhancement have never been whiter.
System. Thank you very much. Hey, before we start, a shout out to our friend Grant Stevenson, who's listening today. Grant going through some tough times with his dad.
Oh.
We want
want to say we love you. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And we really appreciate you sending the kind words our way. We send you our love, and I hope you get through your tough situation with your dad there. And really, that's terrific. We do love it. We don't want to exploit stories, but we sure like it when people share with us how much the show means to them.
Love it.
That is very, very important. Morning show radio for me today. I tell you, after the experience, I will say I am so glad I don't do that anymore.
And it was so weird when we parted ways yesterday.
God!
You were still up in the air as to whether or not you were going to like go and get a cheap motel and stay close to 98 Rock.
Yeah, and then I realized I didn't want to get up to Baltimore and be confused as to how
Big city?
How I could find like a hotel motel
right.
with the game on.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Yeah.
There was a game last night.
The hockey game, Mike. The Washington Capitals
Wait,
hockey game.
Wait, so you
game.
Didn't go to Baltimore?
No, I stayed. I watched the game here and I went to sleep here. And
oh,
I got up. And
man.
I was wound up in that the worst of kind of sports wind
negative
up.
Energy.
Just, you know, it wasn't a tense game, so it wasn't because of that. It was just nervous adrenaline. And then I'm a classic sports fan. I don't do sports radio. I don't have to interview teams. I don't have to interview players. I don't have to do that anymore. So I can be a 2-year-old silly little baby my team
on
Facebook.
You used a bad word.
Incidentally, screw that. If you're on my Facebook page, you better be an adult. And if anybody gives me not safe for work language, you know, lick it. I'm venting about my team.
That's right.
I will use the F word liberally. Thank you. If you don't like it, unfriend me and get off the page.
Yeah,
and
block Mike O'Mara.
Last night was my way of venting. I you know, a few of my buddies that I text with, we did the same thing. And I work it up for this show now.
Right.
But I was over it. I was over it like within 15 minutes. Get over it. Sports.
You know? Everyone listening right now is a Caps fan.
Not everybody's even a hockey fan.
Or they even know that there's an NHL around.
Absolutely. So, some people are clueless about it.
Some people that are listening aren't even hearing us.
Could you explain the scenario?
Sorry, what?
Scenario is the NHL playoffs, best of 7 series. Our local team, the Washington, D.C. Capitals. That's what we should call it.
The Washington District of Columbia Capital Hockey Team.
The Washington, D.C. Capitals.
Definitely choking.
We're playing last night. And
Game 7.
It was a Game 7, which if you're a hockey fan, it's the greatest thing in the world. You sit down, you rub your hands together. Okay, it's going to be war. Really close scoring games.
Win or go home.
Hard fighting.
Win or go home. Elimination round. And the Capitals did what they do. They've lost 4 of 5 Game 7s at home. They suck. They have sucked forever, and they continue to suck. I don't care what they do in the regular season. I don't care that they came back after their horrible start this year. Mm-hmm. This is a team, culturally, that is not built to win, period.
Right.
I don't care how many superstars you have. And if the organization realizes this, that's fine. If they don't, they will be – look, they might have a really nice run in the regular season. They will never win in the playoffs. And they will never win in the playoffs because they have too many guys that are long on skill and short on grit.
Yeah.
Period. I've said this forever. They've got a legitimate superstar in Alex Ovechkin. You don't get rid of that guy. But really – what they are is a group that just seems to me, the coach now is very similar to the GM. They're these very controlled, steady-Eddie guys, you know, good coach to play for.
That's not
and
what
really,
you want.
You're going to have to do an edit.
Wow.
I mean, if I hear that again, good coach to play. And at the end, even my buddy Craig Laughlin and Joe Beninati, guys that I love, oh my God, guys, you were just like the fans. And I'm blaming everybody because there's this just culture in
malaise.
This town of your team plays like that in a game 7, you boo them off the ice, you send them, the fans send the message. Mm-hmm. That's the last line of defense, but not at Verizon Center, not at the land of the lawyer, the land of the privileged few that get to go to the games. They sit there on their hands.
And don't forget, game 7 was held off because of the Taylor Swift concert.
Right.
Because
exactly.
Again, that's another Washington, D.C. thing.
But the thing is, I was mad at the whole thing because I've been rooting for this team for 30 years since I've been down here. And the fact is, I was mad and I vented a little bit. Then 15 minutes later, as I am today, to be honest with you, I'm over it. I can ramp it up again because I just think You're going to get, this has happened year after year after year after year. It will continue to happen until they make a wholesale. You have to have dramatic change. If you are the kind of, for example, if you're a franchise like the New York Yankees, this kind of performance is cause for upheaval.
Oh, yeah.
If you're the Washington Capitals, you're going to get the same guys coming back.
Hi, we're back.
Coach O'Mara. Coach O'Mara.
I'll tell you this.
You're
going
to get the same guys coming back.
You're a great coach to broadcast with.
But you know that, listen, we have a very, very good podcast here. We have things we do right, and we have things we do wrong.
True.
And I like to think that when things go wrong, I speak up.
You do.
And
I've never seen it because it's been an easy road. But I know there are times in the past where you have said, I would like to offer an opinion if you have a moment.
Rob always forgets his skates.
With all that said,
and the roller skates. That's the problem.
With all that said, I'm a fan. I'm looking in.
You'll
next year. I don't know the. I don't know.
No.
Whatever.
No, the Red Sox rule doesn't apply to this team.
No, it's not the Red Sox rule.
This is an adopted team. It's very important to point out this is an adopted team.
It's all we have.
Name your price. No, they're back.
There might be a team that's still in the playoffs that I have.
Uh-huh. Really? Oh, Boston Bruins? Oh, bandwagoner.
First team I ever rooted for.
Oh, you never talked about them before.
First team
you
I ever
you hated them until the bombings happened.
Do you know that. Do you know who taught me how to put on my hockey skates? Bobby Orr.
Oh, no way.
He also taught you how to take your shirt off.
Who's Bobby Orr?
Loosen your belt.
Who knows that?
I do. Who? Even I know Bobby Orr. Legendary hockey player for the Bruins.
What position?
Number four, he was
a
defenseman.
The guy with the stick.
He was a defenseman. I have the book that
you still have it.
Carla gave it to me on my birthday.
It's
called Christmas.
It's
time.
Called Filthy Dirty Orr.
It's called Orr on Ice.
Right.
He taught me how to put my uniform on. He taught me the drills to do. He taught me Bobby Orr, Phil Esposito, Johnny Busick, Kenny Hodge, Freddie O'Donnell. These are the guys that I grew up watching on the Boston Bruins.
So you're a Bruins fan?
No, I will give you the history. Okay. I think the reason that I have adopted this hockey team more than any other is because I was a Bruins fan. And then the Whalers came to my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
Literally between me and Boston. I adopted the New England, then who became the Hartford Whalers. Mm-hmm. When I moved to Washington, I transferred my loyalties to the Washington Capitals. The Whalers went to the Carolina Hurricanes, so they were no longer a part of the equation. So I was without a team, and there was separation between me and the Bruins.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I am here to say, though,
do you change hockey teams like you change wives?
If you consider the fact that I have been
married three times.
I have been shut up. That's not what I was going to say.
I will say this. It's a lot less expensive to change your hockey team.
I came to Washington, D.C. in 1979. Thank you. This is a good girl.
Really behind me around here.
Oh, don't loop me in with that.
No, I've got the little Asian lady laugh.
I came to Washington, D.C. years ago, and I've been rooting for the Caps since I've been down here.
You have.
So I haven't switched like I have.
You can't leave them.
I'm pissed.
Is there a chapter in the book?
Rightly
there's
so.
There's a feeling of, I really, after the lockout this year, after the shortened season, I think really outside of when I'd have something I couldn't get out of, if I was in my home and the Washington Capitals were on the tube, watched the entire game.
Yeah, you didn't miss many
games. You're invested.
I was invested this year.
But does the lockout affect your relationship with the Capitals or your relationship with hockey overall?
No, I actually enhanced it. I hate to say that.
Really?
I really hate to say that. I was missing it so much that I got into it more when the lockout was over, as did many Washington fans.
We've never gotten this far into this song. It has an organ in it.
That's the Whalers fight song.
Nice organ.
So last night it was, you expect your team to show up, and they lost 5-0. They lost
down.
That's the kind of blowout you don't see frequently in the regular season, much less a Game 7. You might see it in a playoff game. You never see it in a Game 7
At
like
what
that.
Point did you say it's over?
Second period.
When it was 3-0.
I heard.
Yeah, second period. Oh, 3-0. It was done. Anybody that knows hockey knows the way that the Rangers play defense. It was over. It was, and so I take to Facebook, and I know I'm going to catch crap from people, especially the people that are like,
the Capitals
Yeah, especially Parks closer, moves out front, which really is the fan base here for Washington hockey.
You really can
Parks closer, moves out front, should I told you. I got one in my double XL jersey, but I've got my special jersey that I'm going to take to the game because I'm a nerd, and only nerds root for hockey in Washington.
Don't That's you think thing. It's acceptable to stay positive?
I hate
positive?
To say that.
Stay
I hate,
positive.
I hate to attack a fan base. I truly do. It's so if I was
They're
on
their fellow fans.
If I was like, doing a morning show, I probably wouldn't be doing that. But I get so tired of the, you know, oh, that's good. Let's stay and give them. No, let them know.
Yeah.
Let them know. How are they going to get better if you think that? I'm a believer that you have to send a message to management as a fan. Mm-hmm. You have to go, this sucked.
Yes. You mentioned
this was a laydown performance.
That the proper reaction for the end of the season last night would have been to boo them off the ice. Do
yes.
you really mean that?
I mean that you let them know that they are not stepping
they're
up.
They're disappointing.
Like the other team is stepping up.
I see.
Right. You know, you want to get cheers. Yeah, you make noise, especially if the game. This, look, I know this sounds a little irrational. I've been in that arena when there's like a 2-1 deficit,
right.
And I'm like, come on, cheer them, put your hands together, get
push them over the top.
But the faithful of that team, when you go to Verizon Center, they said best fans in hockey. When you go to that Verizon Center, they're sitting there. When the Capitals don't score, they only go crazy when the Capitals score. And I'm talking about not cheering loud enough when they need to mount a comeback,
right.
And also not really giving it to them when they're dogging
it. You can't say anything nice.
There's a no.
Now, are there other towns, other teams, other fan bases that would have booed their team off the ice under the
Toronto.
Circumstance? Okay.
If that game had been right. played in Toronto last right. night, that the poor Toronto Maple Leafs, I feel so
Toronto
bad
fans
for
would have booed them off the
oh,
ice.
Oh, they would have been automatic. Right. They would have been just absolutely, it would have been horrible. I'm all for, it's just, I look, when you go out there, look what the Redskins fans do. They right. they let the team have it when they're playing badly, and they bitch about it. I'm a sports fan. I'm
yeah.
a fan. I'm not a,
but
I'm not
even
a professional sports broadcast, so I can bitch a little
but
bit.
But even the Redskins fans are bad. We're a bad sports town.
But you know what? I tell you, our teams are bad. Look, when the Redskins are hitting on all eight, and you know, you saw the support.
I read
the
about
Nationals
it in
get.
A his. I read about it in a history book.
When
yeah.
the team, it's just, I've been watching this team for a long time, and it's just, I really think you throw in the culture of fan hockey fans in this town with the whole problem.
Right.
I've been rooting for this team for a long time. There seems to be a lack of grit,
yeah,
like for through the whole thing, you need to get some tough guys.
Do
in.
You think they lack grit because their fan base, which is technically their client, they're the ones that pay the bills for the tickets, they let them get away with it?
I think I'm over. I think now we're probably overanalyzing.
Yeah,
it's just,
I'll say
I'm just bitching because they lost.
I loved
and they laid down in the seventh okay. game. It was just it was astonishingly bad.
I was
early astonishingly
on.
Bad.
I was disappointed with the game, but as soon as I saw the 3-0, I said, well. What would make this better? So I scurried over to my computer,
right.
picked up my laptop, and I
right.
said, what is Mike saying right now? And I went on your wall, and I said, exactly.
Yeah, so I gave you what you were looking for?
Yeah, because I was like,
I gave you some joy?
You actually wrote it before I even thought about it, because
right.
usually you wait till after the game.
Yeah, and I usually get a lot of people going, hey, that's not, you know, yeah. if you're only caring about them when they win or lose. I'm there with them when they lose and when they win.
Right, and you have been for a long time.
You know, and a lot of people last night, there are a lot of purists, hockey people, that are just kind of going, is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Is this a team? Because the fan base, people like me, you go, well, they're not really going to do anything. Mm-hmm. They're not really going to change anything. And they have paid for superstars like Alex Ovechkin,
right.
but they never change. You've got guys that have been there year after year after year. And even at a high level, your marquee players, you have to shake things
You've
up.
You've been with
you
them a long time. I remember back when you had season tickets at the Capitol Center.
Right.
And that their average crowd was about tied with rodeo. It was not a big sport in this town,
right,
and you were
right.
still with them.
Yeah.
I want to know, as a fan from that far back, is there light at the end of the tunnel? Can they fix this?
Not now. No, I mean, right now.
What if they did a massive shakeup right now to blow everybody's mind?
First of all, I'm not a look. Fans go, hey, blow the whole team up. You can't do that.
Mike said that.
Yeah, you really can't do that.
I know. Blow them up. Blow them up.
But you can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see that.
Look back at your posts.
But also,
delete.
I would say you've got a culture of. We're steady Eddie. You've got a GM that really looks like he doesn't even have a pulse. Now you have a head coach who comes in who's the same way,
right.
a steady Eddie.
And I like a little fire in the belly. Look at Tortorelli for the Rangers.
Hey, he's so good.
He wears his heart on his sleeve. You see a little emotion, and that's fun.
A lot of gestures.
Bruce Boudreau, who used to coach the Capitals.
You loved him.
You'd see him get pissed off, fans want to see that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. So I'm lost. I really feel empty about making the kind of commitment that I made, as far as that. And that's a normal fan reaction. Outside of that,
you should be disappointed.
Outside of that, it's sports and life goes on.
It'll be about...
kind of laugh the next day. I can still laugh at it.
September 20th. Is when you'll be ready to root for them again.
I don't know. It's
you will.
I like
we'll
the
get ramped back
I,
up.
You know what I really yeah. this will paint me as a bad fan now.
Yeah,
I like the convenience of the shortened season. I like the concentrated version.
The seasons aren't too long.
Every game counts.
Dead of winter, we get hockey.
I might have. I don't know if I said it on the air, but I might have mentally predicted that you would like it.
Like the shortened season?
Yeah, because you said
it was kind of fun.
Everything meant something.
It's like a sprint.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it was a sprint to the finish line.
And you know how you and I love to sprint.
Right. And if you were to take a lineup shoulder to shoulder, this is for hockey fans or non-hockey fans,
right.
And you were to bring them in right now and line them up shoulder to shoulder with their pads on. You want them hand the skates today, and you would look at the lineup of the Boston Bruins and compare it to the Washington Capitals, and you would say, who are the guys that you want to take into the foxhole because you're going to be attacked?
Right.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah. I mean, it's just like we've got, Mama poots the pies out.
What
the
we have.
I'm going to make the little pass between my legs, but I'm going to be such a little fancy skater. Ooh, don't hurt me. That's the way they've been. They've been that way for 30 years.
They're a roster of fancy lads.
They're fancy lads.
Yeah.
They're fancy lads. They're,
you don't care for that.
They're incredible skill players.
Yeah.
There are Nicholas Backstrom, Marcus Johansson.
They'd probably do very well.
They're on the line with Alex. Now, Alex Ovechkin is not only a superstar, but he's one of the grittiest guys
but
they have on the ice.
He's the odd man out.
He's a terrific odd man. He's good. I love the guy.
I think that what they would do very well, Mike, is if they perhaps enlisted in the ice capades. Something more fabulous.
Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to truly vent
you did good.
On this show. And now that's it. No more hockey talk until next year.
September 20th.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Mother's Day fun that we never got to.
Oh, yeah.
And why he thinks people care. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, just like people don't care about hockey. We'll take a break. Be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Weight Not. Healthy weight loss just got more affordable. Weight Not's doing something very, very good for all their participants and people that want to get involved in this program. There is now a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget. They heard this, I think, from their customer base, and they responded. Plans start as low as $5 a day. You all right, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean, there's hitting the microphone, and then there's... Are you okay over there?
It's going to be fine.
Normally, when you hear a sound like that, it's followed by someone flatlining.
It could happen.
Weight Not plans are starting now as low as $5 a day, and you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget.
Exactly.
So they can work with you on this.
They cater to you, if you'll pardon the phrase.
They do, and they teach you how to eat the real natural foods that you can find in any grocery store or a restaurant. Mm-hmm. No packaged meals, no meal replacements, no prescriptions, no stimulants, nothing artificial, and it's the safe way to lose weight and keep it off. Weight Not has helped thousands. Read their success stories on the Weight Not Facebook page. To find out more, visit weightnot.com. That's Weight Not. Show us what you are made of.
Boss.
Okay, so I want to thank Mickey, Amelia, and Spiegel for having me up at 98 Rock this morning.
Nice. They always treat you so well.
They do. It was nice to go up there. I love that environment. At
what time did you wake up?
4:30 this morning.
Like every other day.
Just like every middle of the day. Cold sweat. Get in my car, sweating still. No, it was terrific. It was great to go up there. And, I was a morning man for a long time. And then I did it for a year before I got blown out at the edge. And the one thing that was different today, maybe it's because of all the hockey excitement last night, I really, really felt it today. I felt it.
In
the whole
way?
Drive up just
exhaustion.
This is not the time of the morning to be up. I feel 100% better now than I did when I first
fighting for consciousness.
I mean, when you're hitting yourself with the eye drops twice, and I'm
windows
no,
down,
no weed, no nothing.
Spark up a fatty.
Wow, it was but great time up there.
But
always fun.
That's to be expected when you do it like once every 8 months.
Yeah, and
you can get used to it.
And that game didn't wrap up till if you were around. Ramped up. I don't recall the last post on Facebook and the timestamp, but I would say you went to bed at midnight if you're lucky.
Ten before.
And probably got to sleep relatively quickly. So 4.5 hours, maybe 4 hours of sleep.
Oh boy.
And that was it, just because I get.
That's rough.
And it wasn't the kind of. I didn't stay awake because the game was so tense. The game was a blowout.
You were mad.
I stayed up because I was just in a bitter, angry, texting people, Facebooking everybody. I didn't have as much fun as Rob Spiewak had on Mother's Day.
Nobody ever
does. It was fantastic.
Your dream life, where your systems systemically in your life now.
Right.
And a man who doesn't like any change at all. You like things to be the way they are. And if they're the way you like them, you can do it 700 times.
Why mess with perfection?
For the rest of your life. You remind me, even though you have children, of someone that would live in an adult gated community.
I would like that.
Because things,
leisure world.
Things are just so. That's why when you came to us and we asked you about your Mother's Day plans, and you said, well, Carrie just wants to go to King's Dominion. And I went, Mother's Day. That's a free pass for our boy here because you like to go to King's Dominion. Your kids like to go to King's
Dominion. It was Mother's Day, but who got the gift but Papa?
Right.
Because it was great. For Christmas, my father got us season passes
to
King's Dominion. So we will be going
you are in heaven.
Even more often than normal.
The motto of the on the Spiewak.
What is normal?
The motto on the Spiewak family crest is... Nolo pude unum.
Which means?
Which is no one give anything.
I thought it said no effort at all.
The Latin for no effort at all.
That's the literal translation.
Brush up on your Latin.
That's right.
No. Get a Latin and brush up on him.
Nolle effortado. No.
But Carrie, what would you like? Normally, her big Mother's Day thing is she wants to get her plants in because she loves flowers and gardening, but we've been
doing
that.
Do you help with that?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Nice. All right, well, that's good. So you're out in the yard getting your hands dirty.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, okay. What she relies on me for is digging the rocks out.
Okay.
Because we have really horrible soil.
Incidentally, don't you like the way they've centered this camera for you?
So
and
we
me?
Can't possibly see each
Rob
other?
Rob and I cannot see each other. I like to make
it's
this
working.
Dreamy eye contact. Pony boy.
Can you
fix this?
Can you fix it?
Thank you very much.
So we got the backyard in shape. We have our tomatoes put in our peonies and everything. And I said, Carrie, what do you want?
What do you plant?
Peonies.
And tomatoes.
And tomatoes. Right.
Did
also
you cover your tender vegetation last night?
We were able to dodge the frost.
We had a little frost last
night. Okay.
I heard that pimp on WTOP talking about that. That douche Mike Moss. Did you ever hear that guy?
Oh, yeah, every morning.
They've got this anchor man. That's fine, Pony Boy. Thank you. They've got this anchor man in D.C. Mm-hmm. on the news station who just talks like this.
Yeah.
I put this over my tomato plants. I used an old bed. Oh, God. Johnny Cliche.
He's the worst.
Oh, he's the worst I have ever heard in my life. Anyway, go ahead.
So we got the backyard, and I said, Carrie, what do you want? She said, I'd like a day with you and the kids. Let's go to King's Dominion. And I said, fine. I said, that sounds great.
Because it was such an effort. Oh, okay.
But really what I said was, yes.
Yeah.
Just like Napoleon Dynamite.
You love amusement parks.
And we started to watch the weather from a few days out, and it was going to be perfect. Mm. The park
of course
was,
it was. How could it be anything else?
Well, that's what I like. That's what I crave
is perfection.
It's like
the land of puppy dog. They call me the golden boy. He's got the dream life over here.
And so we got there, got up, I made her breakfast, which is nice for Mother's Day.
Look at you.
Coffee and the bacon and the biscuits and runny eggs the way she likes them. And she said,
you made breakfast?
I did.
Oh, a little effort there. That's all right.
And she says, you better stop making those sloppy, slimy eggs. And so we got that in the car by 10, to the park by noon.
Wow.
Beautiful day. Almost no one at the park.
Really?
It's awesome. Robert now rides big boy roller coasters, which makes things a lot easier for everybody. Mm-hmm. And out of the park by 6, home to bed. What a day.
And the Spiewaks get excited. And when the Spiewaks get excited, when there's vacation time or downtime, they share.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie shares. Rob shares.
She does.
The Facebook addictions that both of them have, the severe. Rob has the most severe Facebook addiction of anybody on the show. And what I love is the Facebook posts that make me laugh the most. And this one, I had to bring this
laugh
back.
With joy
this,
or laugh this is, mirthlessly?
It's a combination of. No, there's no joy. I don't feel any joy during this time. This is time where I'm just. I can best do it with a facial expression, Rob, because I'm not capable of articulating it. I'll read a post like this, and I'll go. That's the way. So this is the one. This is the one that got me. All right, Rob Spiewak on Sunday writes.
Right.
Great Mother's Day with Carrie and the kids, and yes, I got my turkey stick.
Yeah.
Yum.
Oh, thank God.
Rob got
thank effing
God, you got your turkey stick.
Mike, spoken like someone who has never had.
I've had a turkey stick. I know what you said. I've had a drumstick. Right?
Yeah, those big things. But they're fantastic.
I said, oh, the whole world wanted to know. Oh, my God, I'm glad you cleared that up for us. The whole world wanted to know. You got your turkey stick.
You're not going to give me any credit for the pretty picture that goes with it?
Yeah,
that's a nice picture.
The Instagram picture.
Did you take that yourself?
I did.
Jesus,
the turkey stick. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, what are you, like the professional photographer for King's Dominion?
I thought it was nice.
The real beauty of the 40-year-old rusted tower.
The azalea line.
That's right. When a terrorist dies and they want to bury him in Doswell, Virginia, make sure you see the safety hazard known as the Eiffel Tower.
And he only got 11 comments on this one, so I think he might have realized he didn't tap into it like he normally
does.
The mob didn't respond to you like that. Were you disappointed in the mob's
that's
reaction?
That's got to be secretly painful.
Because 11 comments, you know, Rob's a guy that gets really more ink out there than we do, and so he gets usually some real comments, and
I'd
11
prefer,
for
Mike,
him is a miss.
I'd prefer not to talk about it.
Sure. Still smarts a little.
Although, I would like to speak to all of them out there and say, you really let me down, and even though it was Carrie's day.
Yeah, I didn't know until right now. 11 comments.
That's how many likes?
Actually, no, a total of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 total
how
for you.
How many likes?
Let's see here. There you go. You'll be happy with this.
Yes.
101 likes.
That softens it.
Wow.
That's
a fellas,
usual.
I don't think I've ever gotten 100 likes.
It's a normal number for me.
Even in like real life.
Yeah. Get a lot of boos.
Now, see, this counts to me as a Rob Spiewak informational post.
Ah, good.
Because
something
it's
helpful.
Really,
what's that?
Well, it's really not about you, so it's okay. Anytime they're not about you.
Okay.
And some mundane crap that I could give a rat's ass about.
Right.
I like it. Like, the grizzly isn't running today. It has bugs.
Oh!
As in insects. True. Now, see, that is informative and intriguing to me.
That was driving down there, and all you want to do is ride the grizzly.
Somebody might have been looking at that. Yeah. Grizzly. That's informative.
This was an issue.
Yes, I got my turkey stick.
Yeah. Well, this was an issue because you have to enter, you know, and also I want you guys to know now, Carrie and I realized we're now the family that doesn't take a map. When we go into King's Dominion, because we know the park.
You know it that well.
That's kind of sad. So you enter the grizzly through the Dinosaur Alive gift shop. And you go through the Dinosaur Alive gift shop, and then there's the grizzly entrance. And then
here's how nerdy they are about this asshole of an amusement park.
It's our amusement park.
It's and the place is just, I mean, really, you can smell the ass from the highway.
It's clean. It's decent.
It's right. It's no Hershey Park.
New flowers,
sure.
Yeah.
Got bugs.
You still like Hershey, don't you?
Carrie is standing in front of like this promotional, this cheese dick promotional sign that says, play, twirl, drink, thrill, whirl. And Rob posts on his Facebook page. Carrie has decided what her tombstone will say. And Carrie's grinning to beat the band. I'm so jealous of this wonderfully mindless life that they have.
Oh, my God.
She loves amusement parks more than me.
Really? Well, that's the whole family.
So we go.
And she is literally beaming
she
at that
picture.
She told me. These crazy kids are in love.
They're living
without
a better life.
Without a trace of irony
of
or
them.
Sarcasm,
I'm
Mike, she said to me, this was her best Mother's Day ever.
Oh, that's nice. You know what?
Aww,
that's
yeah.
it. You got to applaud that.
I got to give you that.
We're all a little jealous.
But I got to tell you, when we went into, we go through the gift shop at Dinosaurs Alive, and we're going to the grizzly entrance, and there's a woman at like an information kiosk.
Of course.
And her weight, easy, 425. And she says, from behind us, we hear, are you going to ride the grizzly? and because all voices eventually morph to either Bullwinkle or Jimmy Cerrito. And we are actually walking on the platform that says grizzly.
Yes.
And we turn, we say, yes. It's closed.
Right.
Got a bug. And I said, and Carrie said, I looked at her, I said, like a technical error, right? And Carrie jokingly says, like insects? And she says, yep.
Right.
Should be a pretty long closure.
Oh, wow.
And
I said, John Candy character.
And she says, really? Bugs have closed? Insects have closed this? He said, I don't know much more than that, but it could be all day.
Did they say what kind of bugs?
No. So we're walking back.
Roaches.
And Robert said,
lice.
Do you think cicadas? And I said, no, I don't think cicadas are that prevalent yet.
Not
and then
yet.
Robert came up and he says, Dad, you know what is different about the grizzly? I said, what? He says, it's one of the few wooden coasters here. What if it's termites?
A good point.
And so I say, I hope not, because then they'd have to rebuild it, and it hasn't really been maintained for 30 years.
Well, Rob, I don't give a rat's ass about that, but I will tell you that I'll tell you, when I looked at this, and here, I'm all in at this point. I'm seeing this for the first time.
Right. Yeah.
Carrie has decided what her tombstone was. It's just cute, and it's like they're so.
It's a little comedy.
Play, twirl, drink, thrill, whirl, whatever.
That's your tombstone.
Yeah. And I hope it's soon.
I'm fine because I'm looking at the picture. I mean, her face says it all. It's
right.
Like,
she's beaming.
The Spiewaks are crazy in love, and you can't take that away from them, and I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine is when the mob people get involved. Okay?
Oh, now what are they
and Mark Copeland, who writes, Mr. Rob. I'm just saying you did one hell of a job.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. He got in a car and he went to an amusement park. You dip S.
Well,
you pinch and curl my
some
bag,
of your best
Mark
work,
Copeland.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe for Mother's Day next year, Busch Gardens.
Yeah. Oh, a splurge.
We'll start saving up.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So Rob writes, actually, I agree. Thanks, Mark.
And oh, then, no, you know what?
And
go
then
up.
Mark writes, no problem. You're a good guy.
Go up. He was hitting. If you move up, he was hitting on Carrie.
Oh, okay.
Above it, he says that she's really hot.
Well, he wrote you 15 times. Anyway, I get a lot of those, too.
Yeah,
Mr. Rob is one lucky man.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Rob is a knockout. Okay, you're right. You're right. I accept that.
But
I accept that.
When you get those.
I really wanted to hate on him. I can't hate
when
on
I
him.
When I get those, don't just they make jealous. You feel kind of bad, though? It's like I don't deserve it.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But we take it anyway. We got to take a break. We will come back. And Oscar's got something to say, but we're running out of time. What, real quick?
Just press unsubscribe.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Marketing your business doesn't have to be expensive. We found that out with Vistaprint. They've got everything you need at prices you can afford.
Right.
For a limited time, Vistaprint can get you 250 primo quality business cards. We have received them from our listeners. They're fantastic, and they are still just $10, and that includes shipping.
Love it.
Now, you probably won't find a better place, and if you do, Vistaprint will match it with Vistaprint's low price guarantee.
Ah.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed too, or they will make it right. These are quality matte cards, but you can easily upgrade to the premium matte, glossy matte, or recycled matte. And we've got the computer matte.
That's right.
Here.
He's not a premium matte.
Matt though. Bloom, also known as Pony Boy.
Yeah, check the security on those cards.
Even personalize them any way you'd like. And yes, Vistaprint does two-sided cards as well.
We've seen them.
Heavy paper stock at half the regular price. To get this offer, go to Vistaprint.com. Enter our code TMOS in the search bar. And remember that, 250 top-quality cards, free shipping, just $10. Go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Well, that was I love that recap of Gangs Dominion.
Thank
it was
you.
Terrific.
And I think it's a little, you know what? I think it's better than it was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it wasn't crowded.
Yeah, it was amazing. We walked up to everything.
Angelina Jolie,
yes.
You know, a major decision on her part.
Yes.
We were talking about it this morning on 98 Rock. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, it's a very brave thing that she's done going public with this. At the same time, I think there's not a man in America that looked at her as a sex object that didn't have that little moment of sadness.
Of course.
No,
it's just normal.
What I
normal.
Remember is when she did Tomb Raider, it was the summer that I went over to Paris, I was in Paris when it was out.
Well, listen to your life. I mean, my God. I mean, he's the golden boy.
Of course, because, you know, I live in other continents.
Yes.
But that poster of her as Lara Croft was everywhere.
No bra, baby.
And
when
it
you
was
went to, when you
so
went to France,
amazing.
When you went to France, did you want to go to Euro Disney?
Carrie went to Euro Disney.
Of course she did.
I did not go because I was much too busy soaking in the culture.
She went to Euro Disney.
Yeah, she hated it.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah,
that's
it was
justice.
€2.
Now, did you go to China Disney?
No.
No, you shouldn't.
We saw it, though.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, is really? There China Disney?
Isn't there?
There's one in Hong Kong. When you land, you can actually break left on the highway, and you can go to the Disneyland there.
Wow.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but anyway.
I prefer the Cedar Fair Corporation, Mike. They're the ones who run King's Dominion.
The inappropriate, tasteless comment men would make would be, man, that's a shame, you know, because that's kind
of
the sexist.
Course.
The reality of it, and the real thing to say, is that I think just... I literally meant this when I said it this morning on 98 Rock. By doing this, her level of celebrity, her stature, her sex symbol status in American pop culture will save lives based on her coming out and saying she did this.
We certainly
and,
hope so.
You know, you and I talk about the big casino a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, you certainly have raised a lot of money going to different events. I've gone to cancer fundraisers for years and years and years. So has Buzz. So has Oscar. Mm. This is,
it to me, when they are far enough along where they can let somebody know down to 87%,
right,
the chance of getting something like this, I'm really optimistic. I think, you know, maybe not within my lifetime, but maybe my young son's lifetime, we will have some good news about this. All I think they're making a lot of progress.
I know this, is that Robert was in treatment for roughly 4 years. And in those 4 years, percentages changed for the better. And the percentages were very good when it started. Mike, I think you'll see it in your lifetime.
I hope so.
I really, really do.
Maybe a handful of years.
It's really, really terrific that they do this. And,
I think it's a beautiful story. I'm not shocked that a woman like Angelina Jolie would do something like this.
Uh-huh.
But I think that it's also, you have to be careful in what you choose to do with your body, because it's science, but nothing's perfect. Nothing's 100%.
She could get cancer even with everything she's doing.
Of some other sort.
My original thought when I saw it today, and it was the lead story on the Today Show, so I saw it first thing, and I had a thought similar to Oscar, and not many people would ever think of her and Chris Christie in the same breath, but I did, because everyone was talking last week or so how exciting and what a brave thing it was for him to get that lap band surgery.
Right.
But it is still a surgery, and it is not the most proven safe way to lose weight.
You're talking about Christie.
Christie, yeah.
Because you don't want Angelina to lose any weight.
No. Hey. But when she did this, this is the result. Keep it tight, right? This is the result of a very, very expensive test that doesn't work for all people. And then she went in and had that double mastectomy, but also immediate reconstructive surgery. And you know, because of her place in Hollywood, she's going to have the best doctors taking care of everything exactly right away.
Right.
And the spin that it got on most of the news outlets that I saw this morning was that she's brave and you can do this too. Well, I got to think that 99% of the people can't afford to do this to this level. And I'm not trying to diminish the bravery of what she does.
The test itself
is $3,000, and I don't think always covered by insurance.
Right.
And for her, it's a drop in the bucket. But the fact that she went in, had the test, had this analysis, had the procedure, and then immediately had her breasts reconstructed, she doesn't have to deal with all the drama and the stigma of people that can't afford that second part of the surgery. Keep in mind, this is something that a Hollywood star did because her Hollywood star lifestyle allowed her to do it.
But even for her, this had to be a traumatic thing to
go
through.
I agree. And I'm not trying to diminish her bravery, but I'm also trying to say that this is not for everybody.
I'm not going to disagree with anything you said about her ability to do this and having the financial wherewithal to be able to get this done. What about how do you address the bravery of her going public with it? There's every possibility with the type of reconstructive surgery they do now. Nobody would have known anything.
How brave is it?
She's very brave.
She's crazy. You know why?
I don't think
because
she's crazy.
One, look at her life. She went out and she scooped up 6 kids in this world and just brought them in. Look at that family portrait. God bless her.
That's the reason she said she did it. She wanted to be around for her kids.
I understand that.
She's crazy, but not for revealing this thing about cancer.
I respect that. I think that she does, and by crazy, I don't mean like crazy in the mind. I think that this is who she is. She goes to extremes with things.
Yeah, okay, I can
that's
see that.
Part of her playbook.
Lost her mom. She lost her mom to breast cancer.
You're right. You're
right.
She didn't want other women to lose their
moms.
She's
an extreme philanthropist. Right. She goes to the Sudan. Most people don't ever do that. That's an extreme. Right. These are extreme measures for everything she's done in her life.
That's interesting. True. Yeah, I see your point. I don't think she's as whacked as she was back in the Billy Bob days.
Yeah, I don't mean mental crazy.
Angelina Jolie.
But you know, you're right, though. I mean, with the 6 kids and then
she does go to Sudan.
I mean, that's interesting.
And to address your original question, I think that the bravery of coming out with this is unparalleled. And I think it's great.
To do it publicly.
Yes. And I think that it's anytime you can raise awareness.
Because you're really playing with your, you know, I'll give you an example.
Yes.
In my own little world. Mm-hmm. When I was in hockey, God love him, Joe Hendrickson, a left wing, broke my nose as badly as you can get a nose broken by poke checking me in the nose with his hockey stick.
We actually have audio of it.
Let's listen to it.
Oh my God. Holy crap. Jesus. Luckily, we were rolling tape.
We were all shocked.
The ear, nose, and throat guy that I saw maybe 20 years ago said it was the worst deviated septum he'd ever seen.
Right.
And it was 2 surgeries.
I don't do that because I'm worried if I do that, I'm not going to be able to do the crazy little voices I do. So on that level, I relate to your instrument. This is her body, and this is her palette. This is what she sells. You know, from that standpoint, you know, they've got all the money. They got more money than Jesus. But still, you're messing with your career, and they're Hollywood stars are whacked about that. From that standpoint,
there is really no limit to the amount of money that can be raised for a cause.
Extreme philanthropy is something that I'm not going to say it's a bad thing. I'm just while this is a great message that there could be an option out there. Just like when a doctor tells you a certain percentage that you're going to get or you're not going to get it, it's not exact.
Right.
No, they don't know for sure. So she took what is close to be. Not a perfect science, but it is science.
And there is precedent. Yeah, other women have done it.
She's bought into it, and she said, I'm going to do this. Some women may say, look, if I'm predisposed to breast cancer, I'm going to monitor myself every year, every 6 months, every 3 months. And if they see something, then I'll do something about it.
That's true. Is another approach.
You know, it's just, but before she even saw any signs, she did this test.
Because her mom had it, and because genetically she had this test, she was eligible for this test, and this test showed that she had an 87% chance of getting breast cancer. By having the double mastectomy, she reduced it from 87% to 5%.
Yeah, but if you cut off my right leg, the chances of my right leg getting infected with anything are almost gone because it's not there anymore.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have
not
that's,
a valid
that's
argument.
Why it's an individual decision. And you know, perhaps the fact that she does do things radically, you know, that she does things all the way, she's extreme, that might have played into it. But at the same time, I agree with Buzz, where I think the number one thing would be, you know, you've got that family history. Genetics are playing such a large part of medicine.
You are not genetically predisposed to a leg infection.
My gallbladder, right?
Right.
My father had gallbladder cancer. Odds are that if I ever get opened up and if for any reason, I'm going to ask them to take it out.
Okay? Right.
Because I'm predisposed to it, right?
The same kind of thing.
But I don't know in my lifetime that I would go to a surgeon and say, my dad had gallbladder cancer. I'd like to take my gallbladder out. And that's all you're going to do.
Voluntarily.
This is true.
You're right. It is an individual decision for everybody. You're right about that.
And I'll tell you something. Based on my experience when I was down in Florida and my little hospital visit, I'll tell you, this is the thing that's wrong with medicine in America right now. Guys, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to have to be bleeding from every orifice that I have to get back into a hospital.
Same here.
It is so ridiculous. The money that they are beating me up for over this right now, it's nonstop. And now, you know, they talk about preventative care. Yeah, I'll get that. I'll get the physicals and everything like that. But as far as popping back in, you know, it's terrifying.
Even after insurance paid its share, I now owe $2,000 to have found out that I don't have prostate cancer.
Right. And that's, two grand?
It's a huge grand.
Congratulations on that. Yeah. I wish I had that deal.
Well, that's on top of what he paid for in the past.
It's additional. Oh, that's right.
This is just the most recent.
What was your total out-of-pocket for what you went through?
I haven't paid anything out-of-pocket yet.
Right.
But I just got the bills yesterday, and it's going to be about $2,000. Insurance picked up about $1,000 of the...
For his test.
For all the stuff that
just
you went through.
Just for the test.
The test. But you never spent
to find
any,
out I'm okay.
You never spent any... Did you spend any time in the hospital when you were dealing with this?
For this, no.
That's the key.
That's right. The key.
Incidentally,
right.
Folks, this listen, I'm only speaking from my own personal experience, but I'm just going to share this with you. Anything you can do, get it done like Buzz did outside of the hospital.
Even if it's in the parking lot of the hospital.
If you know a good mechanic.
What did
someone with a wire
let's
hanger.
Let's be realistic for a second.
That was funny.
I was in the hospital. I went into the ER. I got monitored. They did a little check-in.
Right.
They put me up in a room, put the little thing on my finger.
Yep.
Didn't get any IV. Didn't do that. They let me, so I was there. I slept a little. I'd watch a little TV. They'd come in and they'd check on me, and then I got a few tests. The biggest expense is that hospital stay.
Sure.
Right.
That hospital. I am looking at...
Well, all that porno you
downloaded. I am looking at uncovered with the only insurance and the only system with deductibles and what they pay, $12,000.
Right. Wow. That's the whole thing.
For
the hospital.
Two nights in the hospital, people.
And a lot of tests.
Not in ICU, not in anything.
Just a room.
Two nights in the hospital. That is not including the tests that I got as well. And, you know, every day of my life now is spent discussing with
figuring
them
out.
And talking with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that that's a broken system in this country, and incidentally,
it's not broken for them. It's broken for us.
And when you say them, I don't think your nurses are getting any money.
No, I don't
think
mean
even
the
your doctors are doing all that well.
Agreed.
I think they're big
fat conglomerates.
Hospitals.
That run these hospitals and insurance companies. That's who's effing us
up
the A in the world.
Do you remember yesterday? No, you're fine. You know what we were talking about yesterday about how they keep upping sugar and salt and sugar and salt to make food taste better?
Right.
What happens, you can charge more at a hospital if the insurance company, for most people, not for us, but the insurance company can cover that expanded bill. They building block on each other.
They negotiate with each other.
Of course, and that's how they maximize profit.
And there's no pool and no continental breakfast.
That's right.
They negotiate
square eggs.
They negotiate with a hospital based on your deductible and what is going to be the maximum that they can charge you.
Right.
Not them. And what they do is you get this massive bill. Mine was close to $30,000.
Right.
That's BS.
Right. Of course.
No
it
one's
is.
Ever going to pay that.
Their motto is, let's see what we can get away with.
They're doing that to scare you, and then you get all relieved and go, oh, it's only 12 grand? Oh, that's fine. That's incredible.
Our mistake.
Then, you know, we're still in the middle of dealing with all this, and it just makes you say, really, get what you can outside. I certainly didn't want to go. I didn't do it by choice.
Nope.
This was my wife who said, call. You know, we thought that it was a ticker
Fortunately, you're okay.
Know, I did get checked out. Thank God I have, I have the angiogram to show, literally on the TV monitor that my arteries are normal. I was happy about that. But at the same time, I was thinking about it. I said, so what was the real cost? Well, the cost was the actual stay.
The lodging.
In that hospital,
right,
with a monitor, with seeing a nurse every 4 or 5 hours, where they just pop in and take a look at you. It is absolute insanity.
It is
theft. It is theft. And if it was going to doctors, it would be a different story.
Right.
It's not all going to doctors.
Right.
A lot of it is, but I'm sorry. The guy that takes a needle and puts it down in my groin and runs it up an artery into my heart, that's a skilled player, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not really all that upset if that guy's going to get some moolah.
Right.
But at the same time, Lupe, who came in and could barely speak English.
Oh, you mean Lupe? Lupe, the disinterested nurse?
Absolute crap.
I've met her.
Really, she's not getting paid.
She's not getting paid either. I'm not talking about her.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the quality. I'm talking about the type of care I was receiving for the price that they are charging. And I hope to God, my heart goes out so totally to people that are in much worse shape as far as I am health-wise,
amen,
that have to go through this experience. It is just, you hear the stories, and then you get a little taste of it like I do, and you hear the stories about how people are decimated.
Mm-hmm.
People that have savings, that have homes,
lost their
that
houses,
have built a life,
couple
that
of
they want
to
retire, they want to do this. Yeah. And the healthcare industry has been responsible. I'd like to really find out the statistics on it. How many people get completely wiped out? Wiped out.
Oh, yeah. One reverse
because
mortgage.
Because they have some illness, serious illness.
You'll do one reverse mortgage, and it soaks
that's
it up.
It
took everything that my father's mom had. Everything when they had to put her in care.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're not talking about glorious, fantastic Hollywood style care.
Right.
Just stuff to keep her living comfortably until she passed. It was all gone.
What's it going
to
cost? How much you got?
Precisely.
Yeah. Oh, it's a game. Yeah. And it's theft. And it's at some point it needs to be addressed.
So my uncle
and we have to produce more physicians that are doing it because they want to be physicians
and not
because
the money,
they want to live on Foxhall Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
The surgery, back to the Angelina Jolie issue,
mm-hmm,
that test and then the surgery that follows that and then the reconstruction behind it.
Rob made an
amazing point that this is something that is possible for some people out there, but I wouldn't want a woman who's predisposed to breast cancer to think that this is her only option.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a fair statement.
And on to that, I will say this from someone who has seen cancer from both sides.
Right.
The fact, you take all of that out of it, the fact that she has come forward and used her visibility to bring even the fact that this is a discussion.
An option.
To the forefront, I applaud that.
Yeah,
and that is brave, and you can raise billions of dollars.
Yeah. And she should do a spread in Playboy now, show off her new cans.
And the word is spread.
It's a wonderful idea.
Yep.
But the thing is, you can raise billions of untold dollars. But that visibility that makes it be in the public's eye, that is huge. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and if it does, and one last thing on this, I would say, because when we talk about the strides they've made with mapping the genes and doing that, and I'm
not
talking
about... I'd
like
her to map my genes.
Thank you very much. You really...
Go to Target.
This is why I will always do... lymphoma, leukemia, cancer benefits, and try to raise money, because it does seem to be, you know, making a dent in this.
Strides, and Mike. So, you big know, strides. Yeah. I've seen them. I Amen. Have seen them.
I think that that's a good thing. Real quick, Oscars world
yes.
and Buzz's world. I want to do this. give me 5 minutes for 2.5 minutes for you, 2.5 minutes for
Got
you.
Got it.
And if it's if we takes more time, we'll do more
Take
time.
More of you need
Are you okay? How's your ball today? Can you shave off a little off your ball today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, very good. Oscars world first.
This is a situation I'm having right now
Oscars
in my world.
I hate this Oscars
effing,
world.
I hate this effing song. We gotta get it out of there. Boom.
Oscars world.
I hate you, Rob Speedway. All right, look, listen.
Hey, listen.
I've got a nice vehicle sitting outside of your house right
yes,
now.
Yes, you do.
It's all-wheel drive.
Yes.
They're trying to get me to buy 4 new tires.
Always will.
And on top of that, apparently I might have hit a pothole or two, so one of my rims is now bent.
Oh, boy.
So I need 4 new rims.
It's because you live in Death City.
Now, the question to you is this. One,
Death City.
I have 2 gray tires that I just got,
DC.
I want to say, 6 months ago. Can I just put the 2 new tires on the front and not worry about it, or
yes.
will that mess up my car?
It won't mess up your car.
But they say it will.
They say it will.
Even with 4 wheels?
It's all-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No,
I think
you know
you'd
what?
Be okay.
I had all-wheel on my last Chrysler, and no tire shop worth their salt would let me just get 2 tires.
So really? In your case, you have to get 4. What I don't understand is why you need 4 rims if you've only got 1 bent one.
Well, because my rims are custom-made from the gentleman that sold me the car, so they don't make that
rim
anymore.
Did they automatically flip under the car?
No, they don't.
Who is going to do the rim job?
So, my question to you guys, should I get...
I think you know.
Should I get black rims?
I think he's going
to
brown.
Or should I stay with silver? It's really a gunmetal.
Silver.
We're going to be accurate.
Silver.
I hope you get this problem late.
Black is badass.
Black rims or gunmetal rims?
Gunmetal.
Based on xhamster.com, black rims. Yeah.
I still have to make that decision.
Do they come in pink?
So, woe is me. I need new tires and new rims.
They do, but they don't stay that way.
Keep us posted on that.
Please do.
That's how they get you.
That's right.
Buzz?
This is
clowns.
Nothing amazing, but it filed this under, you don't see this every day. I pull up to a stoplight in my town on Main Street, and I'm about 4 or 5 cars back from the light. The first vehicle at the light, waiting for it to turn green, is a big, brightly colored truck with a pair of bright red boots on the back. I have no idea what this is about. As we pull up, we stop. The light turns red. Everybody stopped. There are some girls on the corner, some teenage girls who were holding signs for a bake sale for some kind of charity drive thing.
It said yeast.
You're taking that out.
And at this point, when the light's red, Ronald McDonald jumps out of the truck. I swear to God, Ronald McDonald in full gear jumps out of the truck, starts doing some pantomime for the girls on the corner, juggles some balls,
and
gets back in the truck just in time for the light to turn green, and we all move on as if nothing ever happened.
You had a celebrity sighting.
You don't see that every day.
Did it scare you?
Not at all.
Are you scared of clowns?
No, I'm not, actually.
They make me uneasy.
I was surprised. I wasn't expecting a clown.
I think, based on this all happened probably like within a minute. Maybe even less.
Exactly.
I think we can all rest assured that none of the girls were thrown into the back seat of the car.
I counted. They're Here fine.
This is Ariel the Wonder Clown.
Terrific job with those capsulated
mini stories.
Very nice. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right after this, everybody. What is this music?
This is Bill Justice doing Raunchy. Great song. You know what? This is the song that George Harrison used to audition to get into the Beatles.
This is the music I would think that you'd use for clown porn. Listen.
Yeah. Talk about juggling balls.
This clown's getting new rims.
This segment of the program is brought to you by RC Kitchens.
The best.
Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. It is in our house, and that's where everybody gravitates. Now you can have hand-built, all-wood, top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands. And something I can tell you about the mass-produced brands, what you're going to deal with, they might be nice and shiny when you get them, but it's a question of quality and durability.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to do that. That's
Ever
why
have the front fall off a drawer, Mike?
Oh, were you here yesterday?
I have been.
That's why you need to contact Rory Callahan at RC Kitchens to get Mercedes quality at freest prices. They bring the good stuff, and they know how to install the good stuff. And most importantly, they'll let you know exactly how long the process is going to take, and they'll give you an honest estimate at the same time. From D.C. to Delmarva, RC Kitchens takes the frustration out of remodeling. Even outside the D.C. area, they can help you. RC Kitchens is Rory Callahan and his crew. Give them a call today. Call 301-537-3515, or they can be reached also online at rckitchens.com, and find out what a real contractor can do for
you.
Get
it done right.
And he's a good guy. Rory Callahan, 301-537-3515. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, May 14, 2013.
Encapsulized for your pleasure. We yesterday talked about Paula White on the BBC, the drunken disc jockey.
Yes.
I found a little more tape of her. So before we close
and
the box
just
on that.
Just a tip of the hat to Mr. Rob Spiewak. We are good friends with Mr. Josh Spiegel,
right.
But Mr. Spiegel was playing that today, and I neglected to share with him that Mr. Spiewak had that a full 24 hours
yesterday.
Earlier.
Well, I'm sure Josh did fine.
Very, he's now stop that. Now you be nice.
I love Spiegel.
I take that back.
You be nice, Robbie Spiewak.
Okay, here's Paula White on the BBC.
I'm not drunk. I've had a couple of drinks. I'm not drunk.
I will say that we had a small portion of this tape yesterday, but not the full tape, all right. Okay?
I'm not drunk. I've had a couple of drinks. I'm not drunk. I'm sad. Thank you very much indeed.
I love the turn. I'm not drunk.
I like the little squeak.
I'm sad.
Hello.
Hello.
All your song suggestions between now and 4 o'clock. We're having a party. We can. We absolutely can. Last day, so if you've got a song you want to hear, then get in touch.
Touch.
It's always better when you are...
What?
Paula, enjoy your day, and thanks for being yourself from Glen. Paula, we'll miss your witness.
She's just reading her computer screen.
Look forward to Saturdays from Sandra in Stone. Thank you. It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
That's my favorite radio station.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, I'm big, I'm fat, I'm drunk, I'm fired.
I won't play the tape, but she did have a nice long rant where she talked about how she's happy even though she's being fired.
I lost 18 pounds.
There I am. And I love the guy that comes. Do you have the guy that comes in after her?
Yeah, Denim. Actually, we'll play the tape.
This is the guy that comes in after
Denim
her.
Denim Siegerts.
How brilliant. It's my last day today on the lunchtime show.
Lunch.
And I have lost, count it, people, 18 pounds. I know. I know. You might think, what's that? It? But 80, I've never, apart from 1 week, I've put it on 18 pounds. In the last 4 months, I am so happy. I look a bit straggly, but what? 18 pounds.
Straggly.
Yay!
End of the record.
Perfect day by various artists. Obviously, it's 25 minutes to two. Good afternoon. Unfortunately, Paul is not feeling quite well, so will it be her last afternoon show? So she's gone home. So unfortunately, or fortunately, as the case may be, you've got me till 4 o'clock.
Denim Siegerts.
So British.
Well, we lost her, Mike.
Yeah, she's gone. Oh, she's dead?
Yeah. 85-year-old Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that disc jockey.
No. She's going to live on for a long time.
Dr. Joyce Brothers is dead.
Yeah, at 85. And did you know she got her start as a contestant on the $64,000 question?
I did not know that.
She was a good panelist on that show. They said, oh, she's good on TV, and that's how she got her start. I think many people will remember her from her recent commercial.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joyce Brothers. Those of us who are independent and live alone shouldn't do so without having emergency protection.
That's right, although it didn't work out for her.
Oh, she didn't push that button.
She should have pressed it.
Hey, too soon, guys.
It is too soon.
Come on.
But you know what she was great in? She was great in the movie The Naked Gun. She did a non-speaking cameo.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kurt Gowdy, along with Jim Palmer, Tim McCarver, Dick Vitale, Mel Allen, Dick Emberg, and Dr. Joyce Brothers. Inviting you to join us for this all-important ball game.
And I can't play that without saying hi to Mr. Mel Allen.
How about that?
Mel Allen.
And I love the fact that they were all in there, and that's really tough to pull tape from The Naked Gun without watching the whole movie.
I know.
It is still the movie that the only movie that I ever left a theater in pain from laughing. It just killed me.
I don't think I've ever watched it on cable.
It's great. It's great.
Not dead, but retiring, Barbara Walters.
Yes.
After over 50 years on television, mm-hmm. This clip knocked me out. This is 1962, her with Hugh Downs. And she went undercover as a Playboy bunny.
Right.
And she was a piece 50 years ago.
Body-wise.
Yeah, and what's great about this is the music behind this sounds like me trying to make fun of television 51 years ago. Listen to the production on this and how Hugh is going to make your skin crawl.
Later, when I left the club, the doorman asked if I wasn't taking off early. Well, I replied very grandly, after all, I'm not a bunny. I'm a reporter for the National Broadcasting Company. Gee, he said, you could have fooled me. And you know something, Hugh? I must admit that secretly I think I was kind of pleased. And that's it. That's bunny school.
You should be pleased. You make a very cute bunny.
Okay. You know, the amazing thing is, though, they are more chaperoned, really, than in a television studio.
It has been said even that the atmosphere is almost depressingly moral in the Playboy Club because there's no hanky-panky whatever. And the furor that's raised about it is ridiculous. But
hey,
I enjoyed seeing you as a bunny. I did. We have a station break now. And thank you, Barbara Walters.
Thank you.
We have a station break now, and I'm not comfortable standing up.
Did he just say that there's no sex in the champagne room and he's upset about it?
Yeah, in 1962.
That's exactly what he was saying.
God.
Essentially, yes.
Mr. Udez, he sounded like quite the little horn dog, didn't he?
My kind of guy.
Just amazing.
Yeah, you made quite a bunny.
Now,
look at you.
I didn't mind seeing you as a bunny.
I liked you as a bunny. Now we're going to go to a station break. You sit right up here.
Now, she announced her retirement. It's going to be in just over a year.
Introduce you to little Hugh.
Hugh Downs. Yeah, she's going Downs. The thing is that she's doing the thing where she's going to take like 13 months and really juice that fruit for the last 13
sure.
months.
Yep.
Specials and all that stuff.
Yep.
But I love the coverage that David Letterman gives to Barbara Walters' retirement.
Big news from the world of broadcasting. Barbara Walters is retiring. It was her own decision. She was not forced out like Regis. She announced her decision on The View this morning that she was retiring, and she was smiling. She seemed to know where she was.
Okay. I am.
Barbara Walters, a barrier-breaking, historic, iconic broadcast journalist. We have not seen the likes since and won't forever. So ABC, they're already looking for a woman named Jimmy.
Okay.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault.
We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Without further ado, let's get it going. A man that's really not afraid of clowns, but he certainly takes notice of clowns.
Has he ever done any clowning?
I've never seen him really clown.
Have you ever clowned, Buzz?
I've only been a Santa. Never
yeah, I've
a clown.
Seen you. I've seen you as a Santa.
Never a clown.
A well, Santa that hates children.
Time to send in the clowns as we bring you Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page, where you'll find Mother's Day gift. Wait a minute. It's just
Mother's Day.
What?
Did you do that yourself?
What?
Did who's
in charge of this?
Well, somebody
anyway.
Clowning around.
I shop early.
He gave himself the wrong copy.
While he finds the copy, I'd like to remind you that every time you hear a song on this show, there's a link to buy it on our Amazon page. If you hear a song you like, go right there. And of course, Amazon Music better than Apple Music because it performs across all platforms.
There you go.
I wish I'd said that.
Well, now you can.
Mother's Day is last Sunday.
Right. That's right. Maybe buy a gift for your son.
You can't start too early.
Absolutely.
Anyway, you know how important it is to us. Thank you for shopping at the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon
Amen.
Page. The honeymoon is over between journalists and the Obama administration.
You bet.
People of all political stripes and especially news operations are outraged to learn the Justice Department secretly acquired the phone records of 20 reporters and editors at the Associated Press. At about this time a year ago, the AP discovered the CIA had broken up a plot by Al-Qaeda to blow up a U.S.-bound jet on the one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. AP held off on the story at the request of government officials who said it would jeopardize national security. When officials said the threat had passed, the White House asked AP to continue to hold the story, but the AP made it public anyway. There was outrage about the leak, and Republican lawmakers led the charge to find the source of the leak. That's when the Justice Department secretly acquired these outgoing call records. Normally, the Justice Department would tell reporters first. In this case, it told them afterward. AP says its First Amendment rights have been violated, that the confidentiality of its sources have been blown, and that the government now knows how it gathers news. AP is demanding the government turn over those records and destroy any copies. And some of those sources may be in serious trouble. The Obama administration has indicted a half dozen past and present officials for leaking information. That is twice the number of indictments brought by all previous administrations combined.
Did they indict little Jabril?
Well, I just want to say it's been a rough week.
For who? It has, sir.
We've got some problems.
We're going to take a look at them. Mm-hmm. We're going to see what's going. And most importantly,
yeah,
I'm going to reach out a little later this afternoon and make a phone call to Leesburg, where there's a good friend of the Obama administration, little guy we call Little Jabril. Little Jabril's going to take my call, and then I'm going to bed.
He may be the only one, sir.
He's a great plumber. And he'll fix those leaks.
I admire your work.
Thank you.
But now I understand you're turning on me like all the other journalists. But I can deal with it because I've got friends like Little Jabril.
He may be
he
your
loves
only
you,
one,
Mr. President.
Sir.
Hello, Little Jabril.
He's a good boy.
Happy Somalia Day.
The White House.
Is that today?
Somalia Day.
For who?
Rob's having a special dinner. Go over there and have a free meal.
Who will come to my house?
Little Jabril.
The White House says it had nothing to do with any of this and is referring all questions about it to the Justice Department. Mm-hmm. Now, that story broke after the president's news conference yesterday in which he said he has no patience for the kind of political targeting that apparently went on at the IRS.
Right.
Does this feel like the Nixon years a little
bit? It does.
Oh.
I mean, let's say, you know, here's the thing. He's throwing it on the IRS, but isn't the guy that runs the IRS, that's his appointee, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really, and it's been done by presidents. Yes, I mean, that's their way of exerting power.
Did you hear the tape of him at the IRS press conference?
No.
I was shocked at his tone.
Hold your breath. Make a wish.
Well,
the president.
Count to three.
Yeah.
Come with me.
Come with me.
He's trying to calm people.
In a world
this is the most like BS happening in a presidency that I've ever been around for.
Oh yeah.
Outside of the Monica Lewinsky scandal,
it's right. Crazy.
He's got like three big things happening right now.
And I think, in fairness to the Obama administration, I think they. Individually, they would kind of be a problem, a little problem. When you're combining them, they're all kind of similar.
That's it, exactly.
And it's kind of a big government thing, so it's playing right into the opposition's
hands.
And
even if one of the three is BS, it kind of doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
When you have this many, they don't add up, they multiply.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we now know that the IRS targeting of Tea Party and other conservative groups went beyond just the Ohio office, as we were first told, and that it went all the way up to the acting director, and was not just a low-level mistake, as we were first told. We also know that former IRS executives knew about the targeting a year ago, before they told Congress there was no such targeting.
And the sad thing is, I don't like the Tea Party. I don't like what they're all about. I think there are a lot of assets
in the
Tea
president
Party.
President does either.
What you do when you have some overzealous bureaucrat doing this crap, you're legitimizing the Tea Party.
You're right.
So
exactly.
If your goal was to sidetrack them by by auditing them.
Their whole thing is government's too big.
Absolutely. You've legitimized them and now made them into a martyr.
And
so you've screwed up.
And
guys.
Just like Nixon, the possible undoing of this president could be his overly enthusiastic supporters.
Absolutely. It's terrible.
The president also calls the targeting outrageous and intolerable, says he'll get to the bottom of it. He may have more help than he wants since Congress is all over this and the AP scandal and, right or wrong, Benghazi. With his credibility wounded by the AP and IRS scandals, the president will have a harder time making his case that the Benghazi probe is a politically motivated sideshow from which the questions have already been answered.
When you were in that hospital for 2 days, did you get a Benghazi probe?
I did.
Oh, and that's expensive.
It's expensive, but I'll tell you something. Of all the tests I had,
Yeah, you felt clean, though.
Like that one.
Make them buy you dinner
first. It was really fantastic.
As expected, the New Orleans police used surveillance video to identify one of the three suspects in the shooting of 19 people during a Mother's Day parade. Police are telling Aiken Scott they know more about him than he thinks, and they're urging him to turn himself in. Three of the wounded are in critical condition.
I will be very surprised if he was not under the influence of some kind of drug when this happened. If it's not the case, then he's a madman. But I will be very curious to see when this truth comes out about this, if the guy was under the influence, if he was whacked out of his mind.
I'd be surprised if his parents weren't under the influence when they named him Aiken Scott.
Aiken Scott.
Aiken Scott. Sounds like a country singer.
Mm-hmm.
It does. The Minnesota Senate has voted yes on a same-sex marriage bill already approved by the Minnesota House. The governor says he'll sign it, making the land of 10,000 Lakes the 12th state to legalize gay marriage. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann,
Tea Partier,
says God will destroy Minneapolis for this, either through volcano, earthquake, or flesh-eating virus.
Are you kidding me?
No,
she said that?
No, she really did say this.
This is a lady that ran for president in the Republican Party.
She says she wants to be nowhere near Minneapolis when this happens, so she's talking about leaving the state. She's a congresswoman.
Wow.
And she's urging others to do the same.
Incredible.
Is she going to leave by broom or carpet?
I had no idea. I knew she had said that statement about leaving the state,
which
is outrageous
enough,
but this detail, oh my God.
Yeah. And finally, attack of the insects. While we hunker down for the cicadas here in the mid-Atlantic, a couple in Utah just had a colony of bees removed from their home.
Bees.
Some 40,000 bees were sucked out of their walls with a special machine.
They're ripping my flesh off.
The bees had replaced the insulation in the walls with hive and honeycomb, and the couple say they could hear the walls buzzing when the TV was off.
That's scary.
That's sexy.
And in Thank You, Florida, it's an invasion of love bugs.
Hey, I've been down May. May is the month of love bugs. They can't sting, they can't bite, but they are everywhere. They're nasty.
They
look like, you know what they look like? What? Little witches' brooms. That's what they look like.
I thought, are they number 53 and they can drive on water?
Absolutely.
Member of the fly family, it appears in the spring, usually attached in pairs, hence the name. In fact, the love bug spends most of its adult life copulating.
Yeah.
Hence the residue that will ruin the paint jobs on a lot of cars
this
spring. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, that's that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That's what I was trying to say.
Can't leave that open all night.
First sign of fatigue, huh? First sign of fatigue. There we go. Hey, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow on the show, Don Withrow from the Ride of the Patriots, an amazing event, will be here to tell us all about that. Also, we'll be talking about whether anybody's seen The Great Gatsby. And and we will also talk about my mom and the movies.
Oh, yeah.
A wonderful, heart-tugging story that I'm sure you'll love. Thanks to Mickey, Amelia, and Spiegel for having me on the 98 Rock Morning Show. Really appreciated them. And we got to get out of here. See you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.